First of all, I don't think homosexuality is a sin. So for those who believe it is, I want you to know that as you love the sinner but hate the sin, I love the judge but hate the judgment. No one should be hurt for being different. Learning to relate to people who are different from us requires seeing their similarities instead of looking at their race or creed, their sexual orientation or their poverty. When we put ourselves in their place, imagining how the world would look upon us, then it can change our attitude. And when we change our own attitudes, we change history. My son's friend Donnie, kicked out of his home as a teenager for being gay, had a word for straight people. He called us breeders. I thought it very clever of him to turn the tables so I could see how it feels to be stripped of my identity and reduced to my sexuality. It is hard to walk in someone else's shoes, but the word breeder did it for me. I suddenly imagined a parallel universe, and on its earth, it is the breeder who is vilified. In this opposite world, there are all sorts of rationalizations to keep the breeder away from the mainstream of society. Perhaps their earth is terribly overpopulated, so the prevailing society finds passages in the Bible to point out how God kept trying to reduce the population by floods and plagues and pestilence, but the breeders refused to heed the message. Of course, on this other earth, there would also be people who consider themselves too enlightened to try to translate Scripture, their minds being more scientific, and would instead remark inside their exclusive clubs and among themselves that, after all, breeders could indeed be born that way, and God knows we need a few with their talent to keep the generation going, if only they would just keep to themselves more and not kiss openly or, heaven forbid, expect a marriage ceremony whenever they felt a commitment. So here I am, an old breeder, sitting in my opposite world where my kind is suspect. I am on my porch listening to a friend read her poem about Bathsheba and what Bathsheba thought about King David sending her husband off to be killed. My friend and I find solace in the ancient stories about breeders who are so fully human, complicated, infallible, often brave or foolhardy, but living rich lives. And so our intellect is fed as we explore what it means to feel human in all the chambers of the human heart. Ah, but we are not considered fully human after we decide to walk to the post office. We are passed by a couple who say loudly, "Look at those two old breeders laughing and trying to look like us," when you know full well they don't have our feelings and are probably trying to snare the same man and will be at each other's throats before the day is out. "Well, who cares?" the other one sniffs, "as long as it's not one of us they're trying to snare." Donnie's breeder remark helped me see his isolation as he lived among those who showed him little understanding, acceptance, or compassion, including his own parents. During all the isolation and hate that other minorities endure, they usually have a mom who loves them. Donnie left Wyoming in October 1988 after Matt Shepard was tortured and murdered for being gay. Will we ever have a world where we are all considered fully human? I have hope. 24 years later, gay military personnel in uniform marched in San Diego's Pride Parade, and President Obama endorsed marriage equality. We are at least headed in the right direction. This is Claudette Ortiz on the H-Spot.